Hey everybody. June 22nd, 2018. Still talking about Tesla, Elon Musk, employee sabotage, employee culture, and I want to talk about the company, the culture. What kind of organization allows this to happen? What kind of organization allows an individual to go and, without any checks and balances, go in and manipulate the manufacturing center's operating system? Unless this guy was a top individual, there's usually a lot of checks and balances, especially in such a high profile, high visibility, high expectations, publicly traded company, worldwide known company. There's usually checks and balances. So was somebody else involved in this? Was somebody else in cahoots with him? Again, the organization would know this. An organization that knows what's going on, an organization that has checks and balances built in, is an organization that is prepared to deal with things like this. And especially a high visibility, high profile organization, because there's always somebody gunning for them. There's always somebody out there wanting to outcompete them, wanting to outdo them, wanting to take their share of the marketplace. In this case, their share of the marketplace, companies won't even come close because no one's at this level. No one is truly at the Tesla level. So were they resting on their laurels as an organization? Were they like, oh, this will never happen to us? Folks, this is 2018. Any and every organization should not be living with a mindset of this will never happen to us. Every organization, every mom and pop operation, little front storefront, all the way up to the huge major conglomerates, all need to be thinking of, oh, when will this happen to us? They need to be living in that mindset because, folks, it does happen. You know it. It's been in the news. It's always in the news. If it's not one, it's another. There's something coming down the line. I guarantee it, because it's almost like clockwork. That being the case, what is there for an organization that rests on its laurels? Well, now they know there's no checks and balances. Now competition knows there's no checks and balances. Now the black hats know there's no checks and balances. Now they can get in. Well, maybe they're working on it right now and putting in I see the word in my head. I just can't come up with it. But what I'm saying is the safety. The safeties are on. They have to be on, because again, this organization, the owner, the CEO said, hey, we're going to deliver 5,000 products a week. And now they can't do that because, again, they allowed an employee with a grudge to go in and manipulate the system, the entire operating system, the bread and butter of the organization. It's like someone going in there and removing the little pickles out of the special sauce from the McDonald's special sauce on the Big Mac. Or somebody adding a little extra pepper throws it off. Somebody going into the Coca-Cola formula and removing the original formula and putting in that new formula that got shut down not too long ago, well, several years ago. See what I'm saying? If they allow it, just people allow people just to go in there nilly-willy and just have at whatever is the bread and butter of the organization does not need to be in business. Because if they're not taking care of themselves and taking care of the organization and taking care of the employees, there's something fundamentally wrong at the basic level. I know I'm coming down a little hard, but again, who allows an employee to go and change the system and it be known after? Not before, not while it's happening, but after. Crazy, I know, but it's happened. It's going to happen. It happened to Tesla. It's going to happen to another organization. And again, I'm not predicting the future, because we know it's going to happen. It's going to happen because it has happened again. So an organization, and every organization, your organization, leaders, it's up to you to step in and say, hey, what are we doing for situations like this? Do we want to be like Tesla? Do we want to get found out like this? That we're had our guard down? Leaders, it's time to step up, time to ask those serious questions. Why? Because you need it to know, your employees need to know, the organization needs to know, stakeholders need to know, anybody that does business and generates revenue with your organization or because of your organization, they need to know. Because the bottom line is, something bad happens, the bottom line is gone. Have a great weekend, everybody. I'll talk to you soon.